This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Start cutting down on your food a little bit. SubhanAllah. Think about the poor from now. Start planning. What are you going to do? You know, I was speaking to someone who was telling me, one of the sisters was actually telling me, I haven't yet prepared for Ramadan. And I said, what are you going to prepare? She said, I haven't made a single pie, a single samosa. I haven't made any savories. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, subhanallah rabbil alameen. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So I thought, you know what? Oh no, look at this. I'm thinking the Quran perhaps. I'm thinking preparation might be. So each one thinks of different types of preparation. For the month of abstaining from food, our preparation is cooking food, making food, the savories and so on. By the way, those savories are not healthy at all, nor are they a part of the sunnah. I'm not saying that they are prohibited, no. They are unhealthy because of the fries and all the whatever is unhealthy in it. And to break your fast with it is one of the most unhealthiest things. Return to the sunnah. Why don't we make a plan this Ramadan to fulfill a sunnah of opening your fast with dates and water, or one of the two, or both. And perhaps you want to add a bit of yogurt and bread. How's that? Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. And how about keeping it healthy this Ramadan? And how about cutting down on the portions that we have from now, so that in Ramadan, we don't think that we have to do qada. And I've said this so many times, people, when they fast and at the end of the day, when they open their fast, or some people call it when they break their fast, both are correct actually. When you break your fast is more correct. You break your fast on something that is very unhealthy, and after that you eat more than you've ever eaten outside of Ramadan. Subhanallah. That's not fair. That's not a Muslim. Meaning, that's not the way a Muslim should be. We should be conscious of our food from now.